Our first step in this problem is to pull out the given information from the problem. Now we're going to want to convert the information they've given us in the problem into units that we're more comfortable with. So we're told that the test tube has a mass of 150 grams. So we're going to convert this into kilograms. So 150 grams becomes 0.15 kilograms. It tells us that the centrifuge spins with a radius of 10 centimeters. So our formulas typically use meters for distance. So we're going to convert 10 centimeters into 0.1 meters. And finally, it tells us that it spins at a rate of 2,000 RPMs, which means revolutions per minute. So that is essentially giving us a frequency. So you can see in the middle of our slide here, we've taken that 2,000 RPM and converted it into a fraction of 2,000 over 60 seconds. So there's 60 seconds in a minute, so our 2,000 RPMs becomes 2,000 over 60 seconds.